Yes, sir. Welcome back, you guys, to the Anime Z podcast, where we talk about all things anime. I hope you guys are doing really well today. It's extremely cold outside right now. All of the people there in the Midwest, pretty much, even some people in the Northwest are actually experiencing some really cold temperatures, to say the least. So I just want to put that out there. I hope you guys are staying warm. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into what we're going to be talking about today. So I got some more anime-related content coming to you guys. This is our first content-related episode, so no more overviews, none of that. We're just going to be talking about some anime, you know? So I really wanted my first episode to be on my own. I know I said I was going to be bringing in guests and things, but I wanted this one to be special. I wanted my very first episode to be just me, so I could set the tone for my own first podcast, you know, and just, you know, deliver the content to you guys the way I want to. So actually, let's go ahead and start. So first we're gonna talk about AOT. So as you guys know, AOT season 4 dropped just actually really recently, this year actually. And I mean, a lot of this stuff has been really, really good with AOT. Season 4 has been phenomenal, you know. And you know, I love the show. I love everything about it, the character development, the pacing, the setting, the characters themselves are all amazing and unique in their own way. And I mean, there's really a sense of dread of everything that's happening within the show, and I think they do a really good job with it. But apparently to some of the fans, the people that watch AOT religiously, I'm guessing, it's just not enough. And by that I mean, there was a scene in AOT where Eren transforms when he is initially when he has his long hair or whatever, and he transforms comes out, and that's when he starts his assault. And apparently they used the wrong theme, the wrong OST on that specific scene, and that created an uproar within the community, so much so that they all decided that they were going to go ahead and send the episode director death threats on Twitter, which is absolutely absurd, inexcusable behavior in my opinion. I don't think that's the best course of action, especially when, you know, at the end of the day, it's that whoever is producing the shows and the studio that's animating it, it's completely up to them whether or not they continue to animate that show. So if you press too many buttons and get them to drop the show, I mean, from my point of view, if I wasn't MAPPA and I was looking from the outside in and I saw what was happening, if MAPPA drops it, I wouldn't even pick up the show. If the fans are going to be that toxic, I would just let it die. I mean, honestly, like, let's be real here. This isn't like kindergarten where you get to kick your feet and scream every time something happens that you don't agree with, you know. I just think that that's kind of distasteful. I didn't really agree with that, and I feel bad for the episode director himself, because that's actually kind of outrageous. But anyway, moving on. So some more AOT related things. The Attack on Titan fandom is in more of an uproar again, because just recently, spoiler alert if you haven't seen any episodes, giving you time to click off now, but spoiler alert, Sasha dies in the most recent, or one of the most recent episodes, and she was shot by a child who is very similar to Eren in many ways, Gabby. And you know, a lot of people are very sensible about the situation and think that Gabby has her own reasons for doing things, and thinks that, you know, it's something that can be empathized with. You can empathize with Abby, and I agree with that. But then there are the other mixes of the anime fans or the Attack on Titan fans that think that Gabby should just be straight up just killed. Like, a lot of people just want her murked. I am not one of those. I don't think that Gabby should be killed or hung or castrated, or any of the things that a lot of people were saying that should be done to her. I don't want to repeat a lot of that, because some of it was pretty graphic. But a lot of people want to see Gabby dead. I don't think she deserves to die. She had her own reasons for doing things, and obviously she wasn't in her right mind. So I mean, mistakes happen. I don't think that she should be killed. Just outright killed for having shot Sasha. Is it sad that Sasha died? Yes, Sasha was one of my favorite characters, but I don't think she should have died for it, you know. Moving on past that, Attack on Titan's toxic, we know this, we've already established that. Apparently Periot is going to be dropping Black Clover, so apparently the end of the actual anime Black Clover is coming very, very soon. A lot of people are speculating that it's so that Black Clover can become a seasonal anime, much like I believe it's My Hero Academia that became a seasonal anime. That's what the speculation is. I don't think there's any real confirmation on that. I don't think they've released any statements on why they're gonna actually be dropping it. I don't think it's the end of the world, even if Periot does drop it, just to drop it to say that they won't work on it anymore, or they don't have to work on it anymore. Somebody will pick it up. Will it be MAPPA like some people are hoping? I don't think so. MAPPA has their hands full with so many anime right now, that mainly being Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen, who have really big demand right now. I don't think it'd be in their best interest, especially since they're already spread thin with the animators. So I'd look forward to seeing somebody else pick up Black Clover, either that or it transitioning to being a seasonal anime with Periot, just so that they can manage, you know, the people that they have now, because of COVID. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but a lot of animation studios are spread really, really thin with that. It's not really in their best interest to pick up a whole bunch of anime, which is probably a good reason why a lot of anime haven't started back up. I don't know if this was official or not, but I know we got an announcement saying that Bleach was coming back a while ago, and nothing has happened with it. I'd like to think myself that it's because of things with COVID, and animation studios are just overrun with work right now, especially since they don't have as many people working on these projects. It's really difficult to get this stuff out, even when you have the correct number of people. So I can only imagine how difficult it would be when you know things are looking bleak in those very moments. Apparently Periot's dropping Black Clover, and I don't know. I can't wait to see what they do with it. It should transition well. Whatever happens, Black Clover is a pretty good anime. I haven't caught up with it yet, and I don't think I will until I figure out who is picking up the animation. And then once they get some more episodes animated, I'll catch up. In other news, so apparently there was an interesting tweet that was tweeted by the voice actors for Gon and Killua early this week. Apparently they said they're working on a new project. So obviously, you know, Hunter x Hunter has been on a hiatus for a while now, and this sparked a lot of excitement with Hunter x Hunter fans. Mostly because, like I said, the anime has been on hiatus, and this new project is speculated to maybe be the continuation of Hunter x Hunter, getting more anime or getting more episodes and getting another season. I don't think anything would make the Hunter x Hunter fandom more happy right now. And I mean, can the tweet be taken out of context? Yes, of course it can. It might not even be anything that's related to Hunter x Hunter, but then again, keeping hope alive is not a bad thing. I don't think so. We could be seeing the return of Hunter x Hunter. Will we? I highly doubt it. I feel like that, like I said, I feel like that tweet, context is everything, and I don't feel like we have enough context to even make that assumption right now. So I'd rather not get my hopes up, because like I said, I love Hunter x Hunter, but I don't want to get my hopes up and be crushed when it doesn't end up happening, you know. Anime that is returning really, really soon, Demon Slayer Season 2 was just announced. So we are going to have a lot of content coming with Demon Slayer, especially since right as they released the trailer for Season 2 of Demon Slayer, they released more gameplay for the Demon Slayer video game that's supposed to be coming out on next-gen consoles. I'm not sure if it's PS5 exclusive. I actually have no clue. Usually the anime games are are more targeted for the PS5 system, simply because Sony is a Japanese run company. So the Demon Slayer, really looks nice. It looks like a nice game. It's made by CyberConnect, so I don't know, those of you who have touched on the Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm series, that franchise is made by the same people that are making the new Demon Slayer video game. So it's an arena brawler similar to the Storm series. And I think it's looking really nice. The artwork looks really well done. The character models are all precise. The battle, the actual mechanics, the gameplay is beautiful. I think it's going to be a hell of a game, and I can't wait to actually see what it's like playing it on my own, simply because I mean, I love the Storm franchise. The fighting and everything was amazing, and everything was so precise, and it was executed really well. CyberConnect really does a really good job with anime games, and I don't think that they're going to miss. They don't miss very often. CyberConnect does a really good job with video games. So I guess we'll see. We'll see where it goes. CyberConnect's made quite a few anime video games, so I think they got the experience under their belt to execute it the way it's supposed to be done. Speaking of the newer gen anime, though, let's go ahead and transition into talking about some Boruto. So Boruto's really been heating up lately. A lot of things have been happening, especially with the anime, but the manga itself as well. We're getting closer and closer to that fated scene that we see in the first episode of Boruto with Kawaki and Boruto fighting, which is what everybody's really willing themselves through this anime for right now, or it was to begin with. But now, since things have started to get more interesting, we're seeing a lot more characters that we like, and a lot of things are starting to unfold. You know, we got a new form from Naruto, Sasuke's getting trashed around and stuff. You know, the people that we thought couldn't be beaten are being pushed to their limit. So I think with that, they might have saved this anime. On top of that, I see some deaths coming in the future. I don't know if you guys know this, but Masashi Kishimoto picked up the anime again. He picked up Boruto again, so he is now the acting director of Boruto. So he's going to be directing and making and overseeing the scenes and the episodes that are coming out for Boruto from now on until the anime ends, apparently. So a lot to look forward to. The last time that happened, we had a few deaths on our hands, so I'd be ready for some sad scenes. Masashi Kishimoto is a very, very talented writer, so we probably won't be disappointed, you know. But yeah, I think for today that wraps everything up. I don't really have much else to talk about. A lot of things going on in the anime community right now, and this COVID stuff is really making everything more interesting with these animation studios and stuff, and what animes are getting picked up and what ones are getting dropped and what animes are getting new adaptations and so on. So like I said, I would just keep your guys' heads up. Don't lose hope. Your anime will probably be getting a continuation soon. I know it seems like it's been forever, especially for those Hunter x Hunter fans, but you know, something will happen. Whether they announce that they're going to retire it or his wife continues the anime, we'll see. And yeah, I think this man has been writing for a long time. Fun fact. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the writer that writes Hunter x Hunter is the same writer that wrote Yu Yu Hakusho, which is another very, very good anime. Make sure you guys are staying warm out there. It's very, very cold. Make sure you guys are still watching your anime. Make sure you guys are finishing whatever anime you haven't finished yet. I know I'm guilty of that same thing. Let's just make sure you guys are having a good time out there, staying safe, doing well in school. Hope all that's well. I hope you guys are all well. I love you guys a bunch, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys again soon. Peace.